A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Hey everybody, good morning. Rob Cicerino back here with another one of our Facebook Live feed updates from the overnight of the Big Brother Live feeds. And this morning I'm joined here by a man who is not covered in goop like a bunch of the house guests, the great Taryn Armstrong. Taryn, how are you?
I'm great. You know, we finally kicked Alex off. He tried crying, but just crying doesn't work for men the way it does for women.
No, it does not. No, it does not. And it was actually presumptive of me to say that you are not covered in goop. I don't know that for a fact.
The whole bottom half. Completely covered in goop.
Okay. Yes, everything that we see below, from the waist down, you're just, your apartment is filled with goop. All right, so we're going to be talking about the overnight action from the live feeds, and so spoilers from this point onward, and we're going to talk about the HOH, and a little bit of a preview for what we're going to talk about later on tonight after the Ziggy Marley concert. Taryn, are you pumped up for the Ziggy Marley concert? Well, what's your pre-show prep for that?
Oh, I'm so excited. I'm gonna get some snacks.
I'm gonna make sure
everything, all distractions are gone. It's gonna be like, you know, intense viewing. It's gonna be just like watching The Genius.
Okay, good. All right. So that's gonna be coming up tonight. So the first of two times you'll hear from us. If you're one of the faithful viewers of the podcast, you'll hear from us again after the live show tonight. So of course we'll take a couple of your questions as well. But we're gonna do more long form questions tonight just in case there's not that much to talk about on the live show. BigBrother@robhasawebsite.com if you want to send in questions for tonight's show. All right, Taryn, so let's get down to the nitty gritty. We had an HOH competition, and as we were starting to talk about last night with Brent, that the house was turning a bit against Paul following the live show. First, could you talk about the sort of a little bit of a shift in the politics before we get into the HOH?
Yeah, well, I mean, we had talked about it on the Sunday show about how, you know, Paul getting Pauly out is not necessarily the best move for him. And we saw last night, as soon as Pauly leaves the house, Nicole was able to go to Natalie and essentially flip her against Paul. Yes. She said that Pauly had told her that Paul had been talking about Natalie and James, saying that they were going after Nicole and Corey. And this pissed Natalie and James off because they've been trying to sort of play the middle for a while, and they didn't want that. They think that now Paul is playing Pauly's game. He's playing the middle. And, you know, on top of that, it kind of like all compounds on itself. Now, Nicole is saying, yeah. And Paul was the one who created the FT nickname, by the way. He said it more than anyone else. And so Natalie is very, very angry.
Is that true, Taryn? I read that as well.
I think it is true, but I can't say for sure one way or the other. Mm-hmm. I know that it was Paul and Pauly that were saying it the most together. So it's at the very least, it's very close to being true. And so, yeah, Natalie is very upset with Paul. She wants Paul gone. But she still likes Victor, and she still thinks that she can trust Victor to some extent. She just thinks that his association with Paul is putting him in a bad place and she may have to nominate him because of that. However, she also said, maybe I should just wait until after the care package to make my final decision, which is a very interesting thing to note because Paul could very likely get this co-HOH.
Okay, well, let's take these things one at a time. So then you're talking about Natalie's nominations, of course. So in the HOH competition, then let's talk about how Natalie got there from what we know.
So after Natalie had been flipped, it was basically, you know, Nicole and Corey and Natalie and James versus Paul and Michelle in the HOH competition. Obviously, Paul and Michelle didn't really realize that. And Nicole was saying that she was mostly happy with Natalie or James winning. I don't think anybody threw it, but like they were, you know, all kind of going for it. It was the competition where they're like searching through something to find stuff, and it's lots of goop and mess. And when the feeds came back, they were all completely just dirtied up in goop, just like the rest of my apartment.
Taryn, why were the feeds down for so long last night? That from what I was hearing, that it seemed like basically the feeds were down for about, 5 hours for this HOH competition.
I'm not sure. I think the competition went on a little longer than they expected. Maybe, some people were taking longer than they thought they would to find their things, or maybe everybody took too long to find the things, whatever it was that they were doing. But yes, ultimately, when the feeds do come back, Natalie is the one who has won the HOH, despite the fact that her neck has been feeling like injured for the past few days. She kind of tweaked it in the shower, and it's been feeling very stiff, so she thought she wouldn't have no chance, especially at a competition like this.
I'm sure James will offer a massage to help loosen up those muscles.
Yeah, at one point she said, they told me that somebody should massage it, and James was like, hey, no using production as a strategy.
Yeah. All right. So then we have Natalie thinking about who to put up on the block, and Nicole has put a bug in her ear. So where is she thinking of going with these nominations?
Yeah. So right now she is thinking Paul and Victor need to go up on the block. She's a little. Yeah. She's a little nervous to do it. Especially with the care package. So I do think she is going to wait and see what the care package is and who gets it and how that affects things. And that's very interesting because she's so set against Paul but still likes Victor. So if Paul gets the co-HOH, she may just decide, all right, I'm not gonna go against Victor. I'll just change my mind and go back to what I originally thought and go against Nicole and Corey. It's definitely a possibility, especially considering Paul could, or even if Victor got it, threaten to nominate James if Natalie nominates either Paul or Corey, whoever does not have it.
So if Natalie ends up doing one of these half and half type things where she wants to end up putting up Paul and Corey or Victor and Corey, is that the kind of move you think that could unite then those two pairs against the Natalie James Meech middle?
Well, ultimately, if Paul or Victor have co-HOH, they're probably going to be the ones that are nominating Corey. So I see that as sort of even further solidifying. If Natalie continues what she's doing and nominates either Paul or Victor, I see that as uniting, Nicole and Corey with Natalie and James even more than they had been. If it goes the other way, if she decides to back out of this, I do see Nicole and Corey going to Paul and Victor and saying, hey, look, before you got co-HOH, she was about to throw both of you up on the block. Maybe you shouldn't be going after us. Maybe you should be looking at her, and maybe you should be nominating James. So that could be a potential thing that happens if this Paul-Victor thing doesn't go through.
Okay, so just to set up the timing of all of this, at some point this afternoon, the nominations will happen and also the care package will happen, but we will have the care package before the nominations, and stop me if I'm saying anything incorrect. Then will we have some sort of a nomination ceremony where both Natalie and the winner of the care package will both be standing there in front of the house, each with one key, and then Natalie will turn her key, and then the winner of the care package will turn their key?
I assume so. I mean, that seems like the most likely way to do it, but obviously we haven't really been told exactly how it's going to happen. Like, how much are they going to be able to discuss? What happens if they, both want to nominate the same person or whatever? We don't really know how that's going to work, but I assume ultimately it would be something similar to that, where they're both standing there. And we also, again, we don't know, we don't know what would have happened, but like if somebody had come back into the house, if Polly had had the round trip ticket, who would have decided the tie vote? There are a lot of things that we don't really know detail wise about this, but I'm willing to bet it's something like what you described.
Do you think that we could have some sort of like a high stakes negotiation where we could say, hypothetically, if it's what we expect, and I do expect Paul to win the care package. Do you also expect that? But were you just rooting for Corey to get it?
I endorsed Corey because, I was
being
a wild
card. How's that looking now, Taryn?
Hey. endorsing Corey might have helped take some votes away from Victor, which would give Paul a better chance of winning this, and Paul really needs it. So you never know. Maybe I helped more than all those people rooting for Victor to get it. Hey.
Yes.
But yeah, I do expect Paul to get it. I don't think anything's going to change that. I think that he has had a very prominent place in the edit. And, I have a coworker who watches the show, and he has not been a fan of Paul for a long time, but he has recently come around on Paul. The dancing in the diary room. Yes. And the little pelican floaty thing. I think that the show watchers are definitely on Team Paul right now.
Okay. Do you think that is it possible we could have some sort of a negotiation where we have Natalie and Paul say, and here comes Paul with his care package, here comes Natalie with her HOH. They sit down and Natalie is like, okay, well, this is what I was thinking. I want to put Victor up on the block, and Paul could come back and say, if you put my boy on the block, I'm putting James up on the block, and then they end up trying to sort of negotiate what the two nominees are going to be.
It's very likely. If Paul has it, I don't know how hard Natalie's going to push for Victor, because she doesn't want Michelle to go home. She wants to get out a guy. She wants a guy out more than any girl. So if she has to, I think she'll take Corey out. Mm-hmm. So if Paul has that thing, she may not even bring it up. She may just say, oh, you know what? Let's scrap this whole plan and I'll just put up Corey. However, if she does still want to go through with it and she does want to put Victor up, I think that definitely will happen. Either she'll lie about it and not tell Paul that's her intention. And that's a way to get him to stop him from putting James up in retaliation. Or she does talk to him about it and he threatens her and maybe she caves, or maybe she says, hey, I don't respond well to threats. I can definitely see James is absolutely the kind of player that would be like, don't worry about it. I'll take one for the team. I'll go up on the block. I know that we can trust Nicole and Corey to vote Victor out instead of me.
So it sets up an interesting prisoner's dilemma, too, if they sort of negotiate, okay, I'll put up Corey if you put up Nicole, and then they sort of both have to blindly submit their nominations and then also hope that the other HOH is going to put up who they said they're going to put up.
Yeah, I like it. I wish that Natalie would do something like that. I don't think she would. I think if she said she was going to do one thing, she probably wouldn't do the other, but I would love it if she did, because that's a very interesting scenario.
Okay. The good news is we're not going to have to wait too long to find out how this is all going to play out. We should get that care package and the nominations before we get to our Ziggy Marley Backyard Carnival coming up later on tonight. So of course, we will be live in the live feed segment to talk about how this all played out, in addition to talking about all of these events from the concert. All right, I want to take a couple of questions from you guys as well while we're here live on Facebook. Okay, this is a question. Let's go to Scott in the chat, who says, is the co-HOH eligible to compete the following week? So do we have any sort of news if the person who wins the care package will be able to compete in the HOH competition next week?
Not that I've heard, but I think the assumption is that they will be able to compete.
Yeah, but they don't automatically get a spot in the veto as if they were a real HOH?
I don't know. I would assume that they probably do get a spot in the veto. I think
chances are strong. The chances are strong they would be in the veto with only seven people in the house.
Yeah, I think this is probably set up in a way where it's like they just want to give this like superpower added benefit. They don't want to take anything away from the person that gets it. So I don't expect them to be hindered in the way that a normal HOH is.
Okay. This is from Lauren, who says, Natalie and James seem so obsessed with what America thinks. If Paul or Victor wins the care package, how is that going to change what they're doing?
I don't think it'll change what they're doing. I think that these house guests, you know, after now 3 weeks of this, they've gotten very used to rationalizing why this person got it, right? So they'll be like, oh, well, I imagine if Paul gets it, they'll be like, oh, they gave it to Paul because they want a power shift, and they want him, they know that he's on the outs and they want the house to flip over on its side. They're not going to be like, oh, America loves Paul and we need to stick with Paul. I don't think so. I think that they'll rationalize
it away. That's competition for America's favorite player. We got to get rid of him now. Amy Shapiro in the chat says that the care package says that they get all of the perks of being HOH. That means a spot in the veto. Do you agree with that, since it says all of the perks of being the HOH, that if they don't get drawn in the one of the house guest choice?
I do. I would assume so. I think that that's likely the case.
Okay. Jenny wants to say, does Paul turn on Victor if it comes down to him and Victor and two of the women? Are they the true detonators that will go to the end with each other?
I think it depends on who the women are. I think that he currently sees Natalie as sort of a Victoria, and I think he would be fine taking Natalie to the end. He may be a little wary of doing it with Michelle or even Nicole. But I think he'll stick with Victor to at least the final three. We may see him then cut Victor to take somebody else to final two. But I don't think he'd turn on him if he didn't have to at final four.
Okay. All right. Well, we've got a very busy Friday coming up here on the feed. So let's jump out here for now. Keep an eye on the feeds. Taryn and I will be back after the Extra Big Brother Ziggy Marley backyard celebration coming up tonight. It's going to be on 8 Eastern, 9:15 p.m. Eastern time is when we get into the podcast. Want to get into some long-form discussions on a couple of different things, including one of the things that I really want to drill down further into is the idea of if we saw in the jury house that the house guests are all unsequestered, what does that mean for a returning player coming into the house, and who has the most to lose in this type of situation? So we'll talk about that and much more. Send in your emails during the day today, bigbrother@robisawebsite.com. Of course, you could follow Taryn anytime you want, @ArmstrongTaryn. He'll be keeping an eye on all of this as we go along today as well. Taryn, anything else before we jump off today?
No, I think we're good.
Okay. All right.
I do have the American Ninja Warrior will be starting up again after its 3-week break. The episode will be on Monday, and me and Lita and I will be back to talk some American Ninja Warrior. So be on the lookout for that.
Should American Ninja Warrior be its own Olympic event, Taryn?
Or absolutely.
Do they have to change the name? They have a special,
USA versus the world, which is basically like an Olympic event for Ninja Warrior. So they should absolutely have an Olympic event.
Okay. All right. Well, great stuff. Thanks so much, Taryn. And we're looking forward to hearing what you guys have to say in the comments. Don't forget to check out my recap of last night's show with Brent and Allie Lasher. Very fun recap last night, reacting to Paulie going home, and lots of fun to be had on that show. So also we had our Survivor 33 preview show as well, if you haven't checked that out. All right. Take care, everybody. Have a good one.